Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 101 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about my recent trip to the NCAA Women's Final Four. We're going to talk about Melanie's new book, a devotional book called Everyday Holy, and we're going to talk a little bit about spring fashion too. Before we get to all of that though, I want to take a minute to tell you about a sponsor of this episode of the podcast, Swap.com. With 2 million unique items to shop, Swap.com is the largest online consignment and thrift store for women, men, and children. Swap.com offers more than 10,000 beloved brands the whole family can enjoy, including Gap, Calvin Klein, J. Crew, and many more. Swap.com offers shoppers the best prices on all popular brands without sacrificing quality or style. Swap.com makes it simple and seamless to shop online. And by using the Swap.com filters, users can sort by price, brand, and condition to find what they need quickly. Plus, Swap.com carefully screens each item received to ensure it's in pristine condition before it goes onto the site. With up to 80 to 90% off average retail prices on top brands, you'll stretch your dollar a lot further without having to sacrifice quality or style. In fact, Swap.com has hundreds of thousands of items for men, women, and children that are still new with tags. People can feel good about the purchases they make on Swap.com, knowing that shopping secondhand helps keep clothes out of landfills and is easy on the budget. So, if you would like to try Swap.com and you're a listener of the Big Boo Cast, use the promo code BIGBOO40. BIGBOO40, and you'll get 40% off your first order at swap.com. Some exclusions may apply. You'll get free shipping for orders over $10 as well. Alrighty, we're so glad you're here for episode 101. Here we go. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We have solved an annoying echo issue that we were just facing.
Yes. Always providing sound excellence here at the Big Boo Cast.
Always about the sound excellence. It is one of our hallmarks.
Yes.
We are often consulted about how we achieve such pristine quality.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we troubleshot.
Yes.
And now we troubleshot. Yeah. I don't know. And now we've figured it out. So we're back. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In olden days, we would have just continued to record despite the issues and then decided after the fact that we were going to ditch that one.
Yeah. Or we would have just said, good enough.
True. That's actually probably the more accurate answer. Since we last talked, I have traveled to the Women's Final Four.
Yes, you have. I know. So tell us, because I feel like we maybe need to play like a Chicago song to help you get mm-hmm. past your heartbreak over the way it ended.
I have several thoughts about the whole thing. So I went with my friend Daphne, and she drove to Birmingham last Thursday, and then we drove to Louisville, Kentucky Thursday night, spent the night, got up early and drove to Columbus the next morning.
Yes.
You road trip. I will say if you take the ending of the championship game out of the equation, I would give the whole experience a 10 out of 10. I mean, it was fantastic. It was so fun. Like, it was just fun. I don't know any other word to use. And so after State beat Louisville in overtime Friday night, my sister flew up on Saturday morning and joined us in Columbus.
So fun. Now, was that planned from the beginning? Because I felt like I had missed that Sister was coming, but maybe.
No. Okay. It was not planned. Okay. I had asked her early in the week if she wanted to join us, and she had so much going on with work, she didn't feel like she could.
Okay.
And then I even called her before I left Thursday and said, or called her from the road Thursday and said, we're coming right through Nashville. We can pick you up.
Yes.
And she said, I've got to finish this thing I'm working on. And she said, but if we win Friday night, she said, I'm going to feel real tempted to come up there.
Okay.
So after we won Friday night, I texted her and she said, I'm booking my ticket right now. And okay. So she flew in Saturday morning, and the hotel where we were staying, which was on Ohio State's campus, it was about a mile from the team hotel. The hotel where we were staying had some rooms come open because they had been completely booked. And so she got a room just right down the hall from us. And we had the best time. Like, I just enjoyed it. And you know me, I love a college campus. Yes. I went on a big walk Saturday and a big walk Sunday. So I could see the campus. So I could kind of get an idea of, you know, just where, how everything fit together. And I loved that part of it. I loved being with all the state fans. It was, uh-huh. was delightful. But I will say that was as heart-wrenching, as agonizing a loss as I have ever experienced. Yeah. And I think you understand this. As a Mississippi State fan, I have known a few of those. Oh, I have experienced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the thing about being a Bulldog or an Aggie. I mean, we have known our share of defeat and heartache.
Oh, listen.
But there are some that just cut you to the core. And that one was just, I think, to lose the last-minute shot. I think that there was a foul that didn't get called, which could have influenced things. And I mean, listen, and I always say you can't leave it in the hands of the ref. That's our mantra right here. Like you can't leave it in the hands of the referee. You know, you needed a good cushion so that when that happens, because that's going to happen, that's part of it. But it is really gut-wrenching when it happens. And I think the 3-point to end it is just, it's just a knife in the heart.
Oh, listen. And you know, we were up by 13 at the half.
Yeah.
So that breeds a little false confidence.
Yes. And so I thought y'all had it. Like when I saw 13 at the half, I was like, oh, this is over. This is going to be over, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, big credit to Notre Dame for coming back from being down by 13 uh-huh. and playing the third quarter that they played. And I mean, they did everything that they needed to do. Clearly, it was just the way it ended was, woo.
Yeah.
We were stunned. Like, just stunned. So, but, you know, I'm so glad I went. I would not change a thing other than the last 3 seconds of that game.
Yes, yes. That's good. And I think that's a victory in and of itself.
Now, here's a delightful thing that happened while we were there.
What?
We were sitting with state fans in the arena. And I don't know if most people know this, but there are some people who are very, very, very loyal women's basketball fans at state and follow that team everywhere. Wherever they go, they follow them. Away games, home games, like they are in it to win it. So there were some people behind us, and there was one couple in particular who had been to the regionals in Kansas City to mm-hmm. watch the women play.
Mm-hmm.
And just the sweetest couple. And I knew by listening to the woman who was sitting behind me on Friday night, I knew she was from the Mississippi Delta because of her accent. Okay. Like I could just tell.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And because they have traveled to see the team play so much, they really feel like they know the players. And they may know the players for all I know.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a really tall center named Tierra McCowan.
Yes.
And so the lady who was sitting behind me, while she was watching the game, and this was Friday night, she would say, oh, Tiara, oh, Tiara, oh, goodness, oh. So I was completely enamored, like completely captivated by her, completely. So Blair Schaefer is one of she was one of our seniors, and she loves to take a charge. And so Blair took two hard charges mm-hmm. in the game Friday night. And after the second one, the lady sitting behind me said, oh, Blair, Blair, you've got to quit doing that, Blair. Oh, gonna be hurt, Blair. So I adored her without knowing who she was.
How old was she? Give me an age.
She was in her 70s ish. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I loved her so much that when I picked my sister up from the airport Saturday morning, I said, I've got to tell you about the lady who sat behind me. So, I mean, because I can get so fascinated with somebody.
Yeah.
That whose speech captivates me.
Yes.
So we get to the game Sunday night and we sit down, and after just a few minutes, she leans down and she says, now, where are y'all from? Which is, such a Mississippi question.
Yes.
So to make a long story short, it turns out that I was a Kiowa at state with her daughter. Her daughter was a year ahead of me.
Yeah.
Because when she said the town where she lives, I said, oh, so-and-so is from there. And she said, well, that is my daughter. That is my daughter. So, but listen, that game, if you want to talk about, as heartbreaking as it was, if you want to talk about the high point of that game, it was the commentary I had going on behind me.
Mm-hmm,
and mm-hmm. Because Victoria Vivians, would make a shot. Oh, Victoria! she was so in it for those girls, Make a three, Ro. Make a three, Rashunda. I mean, I just adored her.
That is hilarious.
So the whole way back from Columbus in the car, every once mm-hmm. in a while, when it was kind of get quiet and we'd be rolling along, and every one of us would go, come on, Tiara. Oh, Tiara. Be careful, Blair. You can't do that, Blair. You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, that makes me so happy. That is perfect.
It was phenomenal. Oh, it was God. Phenomenal.
Well, I'm laughing because when I spoke, 2 years ago, I got asked to speak at the Abilene Christian University at their women's basketball end of season banquet. So it was the basketball girls and the coaches and some of the athletic staff. But then it was also a banquet for kind of their loyal fans who had been there. You could pay, I guess, to get a table and whatever. And they were all, it was this whole group of all their loyal fans, but they were in their 60s and 70s, people mm-hmm. who follow them, who go to all that. So that must be that's a target age group for the college women's basketball. Apparently.
I think it is because mm-hmm. it's in Starkville, they do this thing, they do luncheons and they invite all the people, and the girls go up in the stands after the games. And it's if you go to a women's basketball estate, you have a lot of retired people in the audience, but they get really close to those girls over the course of a season. And so those people who have followed them so faithfully were just like we were at the end of the game, mm-hmm. except worse. I mean, they were stunned when it was over.
It was because you kept thinking, oh, it's not going to end this way. And then the shot she made, I mean, you've got to give it to, I mean, it was an unbelievable shot. I mean, how do you make that shot?
Unbelievable.
Because when it went up, when it went up, I was like, oh, well, that's not going to go in. And then I was like, well, that sure enough did just go in. I mean,
yeah, I had a similar reaction or a similar response. Yeah. I thought, well, she's off balance. There's no way. And then, mm-hmm. I mean, it was something else. So anyway, but we had a great time and I would do it again.
Okay. Well, and now I kind of relate to those older fans who get involved because that may end up being me. I mean, I'm after Caroline's done playing sports, that may be what I do.
That's right.
I find soccer games, and they'll be like, she just travels around, watches the Incarnate Word soccer team everywhere they play. Mm-hmm. That's what she does. And I'll be calling mm-hmm. them all by name, and that's what I'll be doing.
So, oh, Tiara.
Yeah. Tiara.
Oh, Tiara. It's so good. Okay, goodness. So in other news, I was looking yesterday. I'm the weekend that you're doing the podcast with Knox and Jamie in Dallas, I'm going to be at the Happy Hour Live with Jamie Ivey. And so yesterday I was trying to not be a last minute person. And I was trying to think through, what am I going to wear to the Happy Hour Live? What am I going to wear? And so anyway, all that to say, I was looking around just at different websites. I was really kind of just mm-hmm. If I could just find a cute shirt, I'd be fine. I don't need anything fancy. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big dress wearer. Here's my question for you, Big Mama, fashion.
Yes.
Aficionado.
Please. Mm-hmm.
When is the cold shoulder going away?
Not soon enough. I'll tell you when it needed to go away never, it needed to never come in is what needed to happen. It needed to go away 3 years ago.
What's the love affair with the cold shoulder? I don't understand it.
I don't either. I don't like it. I'm proud to say I have not bought one thing with a cold shoulder. Not one thing. I have never, for all that I have given into other trends that I swore I would never embrace, that one I'm not. I'm just, it's like on principle, because I keep thinking surely people are going to quit doing this.
It's the mullet of shirts, you realize. I feel like I've heard somebody else say that. I don't think that was my original thought, but like, it's the mullet of shirts.
It is. Well, and I'm going to be honest, I think that's being rude to a mullet. I mean, I just don't know why anybody wants their shoulders. And I get it. I mean, listen, and if you've bought one and people have them, I get it, because it's a trend and like people wear them and all that stuff. It's just not something that I care to partake in. I just don't like the way it looks. I think it creates a bra issue for no good reason. I'm not a fan.
And listen, so, I certainly am not trying to heap cold shoulder shame on anybody. I would not want to do that at all. Like that's not my intention. I'm just saying, and if you love the cold shoulder, I'm so happy for you. It's just that somebody mm-hmm. who does not care for the cold shoulder, it is very difficult to find shirts because there's so many cold shoulder shirts and it's not my deal. And so I would like to have some other options, preferably with a whole sleeve.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm with you. I think it's a real problem and I don't really know what to do about it. I feel like fashion as a whole right now, and I was just out today. Now I only ran in the rack and in a couple of other places, but I was just out today and Gully made this comment and I think it's true, is a lot of the fashion right now is very, kind of, now this isn't about the cold shoulder. This is just in general. It's a little like frumpy-ish. Like it's a little, she said, like a lot of these sandals that everybody's wearing, everybody's so excited about. She said, like, they look like what Nina used to wear, you know, like they're big, thick soles. She said, they look kind of orthopedic. They don't really look fashionable. And I can't disagree with that. I mean, I think that's a pretty fair assessment. I don't really understand what's going on.
Yeah. The whole block heel thing where it looks like, and I don't typically like a shoe anyway that's flat up under the sole of my foot. Uh-huh. So the joy of the wedge is that it's comfortable. And I don't know. But yeah, it's a weird place fashion-wise. A lot of superfluous ruffles, I feel like. Like, not a ruffled shirt, but just like a ruffle detail somewhere. Or I don't know. It's weird. I'm not loving anything I'm seeing.
A lot of elastic waistbands, which I don't want to do. And I mean, ruffles are fine for people. I mean, I think ruffles look cute on people. I'm just not a ruffle person. If I put on a ruffle, I feel like I'm in a costume.
I'm
just not a ruffle. It looks a little too precious or something on me.
By the way, Alex, is something happening?
No, I'm sorry. What? I was moving my microphone.
Oh, okay. All right. So have you bought anything? Have you found anything that you've liked?
You know what? I really haven't. I mean, I was in Rack today and I got some new undergarments, which we don't need to go into detail about, but sure. I did do that because I needed to. And then, I will say this on that note, I ended up in Victoria's Secret and they have a new really good strapless bra.
So
and they have a deal going. I know.
That's an oxymoron. Jumbo shrimp. Well, icy hot.
Well, I really liked it. It's now we'll see, because, you know, sometimes I feel like with that stuff, you don't know until you actually wear it around. But they actually have a deal right now that if you buy one, then you get any other bra for like $30. But so that's what made me try it. But it has like the kind of the sticky, what is that, like silicone stuff or something in the whole band on the side. So it's not going to move. You know what I mean? Like it won't slip down. So I thought that it has promise to me because of that characteristic.
Okay. So did you buy it?
I did. Yeah, I bought it. So I thought I'm going to give it a whirl. So I did that. But when I was in Rack, all I ended up buying was like this like kind of lightweight, like cotton kind of, you know, one of those mod type things that we love, like a flowy, just, but it's a tan color and I don't have that color. And I just thought like a nice lightweight that I could wear all summer, you know, cause sometimes even in the summer, if you're going to a restaurant or something, you need a little something.
Does it have pockets?
It does have pockets. Okay. It does have pockets.
I know exactly. Is it Bobo?
It's, I believe it is, or halogen. Mm-hmm. It's one of those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was $24. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. And so I looked
at it and pondered it myself.
Okay. Well, I bought it because I was like, I'll wear this and this is the kind of stuff I'll throw on. And I have like a gray one. In fact, I have it on today, which is what, and it's like a, I'm going to tell you, it's an Adrian Vittadini, and I can't even tell you how many years I've had it.
Where did you find an Adrian Vittadini item
like,
of clothing?
I think I got this one at the rack, like, I don't know. I mean, like 8 years ago. I mean, I've had it forever, and it's charcoal gray, and it's just like kind of a cottony, but I mean, I wear it all the time because I'll even throw it on like over my workout clothes, which is mm-hmm. how I have it on today. And so I was like, this feels like a good substitute for that.
Okay.
So anyway, but that's really all. There's just nothing right now that is really, oh, now I do have something, and it's going on Fashion Friday, but we can mention it here too.
Okay.
So Jamie Ivey, a couple of weeks ago or a week ago or at some point ago on her Insta story, had on this jumpsuit, this black jumpsuit from Fashionable, you know, the Live Fashionable.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I think Annie has the same jumpsuit.
Oh, she does?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I thought, well, that looks so cute. So I texted Jamie Ivey and I said, hey, tell me about that. Is it as cute as it looks? She said, yes, it's so comfortable. So it's on sale right now. I ordered it and I got it in. And I have to say, it is maybe like my new favorite piece of clothing. I haven't actually worn it out yet, but it's so, like when it came, like when I opened it up, I was like, this is not going to work. Like there is no way. I was like, this looks weird. It looks like Perry was standing there and I was opening it. He said, what'd you get, a cape? And I was like, yes.
So
yes,
I did. How does it work? Do you step in it?
You step into it. So it's all one piece, but it's some sort of, they call it something on the website. I can't remember. It's not cotton and it's a nice, it's a heavier material. So it hangs really well and it doesn't cling to anything. But it's weird. So it's got a V-neck, but not too low in the V in the front and the back. And so you step into it and you pull it up mm-hmm. and then it's got a long wrap. And so you can kind of wrap it like kimono style, like you wrap it and then wrap it again. So it kind of creates like a thicker wrap. But it is really cute. I mean, I can see myself wearing it a lot of places. And so I can wear it with, for me, like about a 3-inch heel makes it about the perfect height. So it's long, you know, so if you wanted it shorter. But anyway, I bought that and I like it because I think you could dress it up. You could dress it down. You could whatever.
Yeah, it's cute. I feel like you will wear a black jumpsuit a lot.
I think I will, too. And I like, you know, jumpsuits are really in like right now. I feel like the jumpsuit is having a renaissance and I like a jumpsuit. I just do. I can't help myself. I like them.
Well, I'm delighted for you. I don't feel like a jumpsuit is my best bet as far as, wait, I'm looking, did you get the Rosario jumpsuit or did you get?
It's the Rosario flutter sleeve. It's the one that's on sale.
Okay.
Not the sleeveless one, which I think is also really cute, but I got the flutter sleeve one.
The one you have, I'm pretty sure that Annie, I think I saw, it was on, maybe on her Insta story one day, she got the same jumpsuit, I think. It's a mini jacquard jersey crepe.
Yes, which I didn't know that that was even a fabric that I liked, but apparently I do because it's really good. I like the way it feels and I like the way it fits. So it's that was good.
I think one of the dresses the only dress that I ordered from Universal Standard is that same fabric. I think it's heavier than you expect it to be, but mm-hmm. it's super soft. So it's not clingy, which is a trick.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I pulled it out, I thought, is this going to feel like I'm wearing like a gravity blanket? You know what I mean? Like it felt so heavy, but when you put it on, it does not feel that way. And it doesn't feel like it'll be too hot, you know?
Well, I can't wait to see what you do with it. I can't wait to see how you accessorize it.
I know. I don't know where I'm going to wear it right now, but at some point I will wear it and I will be excited about it. So, no, I was just going to tell you about the happy hour. It's going to be hot. Are you factoring that in? It's going to be hot and it's outside.
I know
it's
outside.
I need you to mentally prepare. I feel like we need a time of prayer to prepare you for what you are about to endure.
What kind of heat are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. It's May 5th in Texas. So, I mean, it could be 80, ideally. It could be 100. It could be 100. And there could be mosquitoes. Ew. Now, I'm sure that they do something about the mosquitoes. I don't know. I just know when I was there, when did I do that? I did it in September. It was hot.
Okay.
It's just you know, it's going to be kind of warm. So you're going to want like a, you're not going to want anything that touches your body essentially.
Okay.
Just a big muumuu. Just wear like a, a caftan. You just need a caftan.
Mm-hmm. I need one of Kyle Richards' caftans from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm.
I wish that was a way that we could just all dress all the time. I feel like I could so embrace, if I thought I could just go through life wearing caftans and like sandals all the time, I would think I would do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Hey, everybody. This is me, Sophie, by myself in the middle of the podcast, to talk to you for just a little bit about Casper. Casper is a sleep brand that makes expertly designed products to help you get your best rest one night at a time. And if you know anything about Melanie and me, you know that we are always in pursuit of our very best rest. After all, you spend one third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. And the experts at Casper work tirelessly to make a quality sleep surface that cradles your natural geometry in all the right places. The original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with the right amounts of both sink and bounce. Its breathable design helps you sleep cool and regulates your body temperature throughout the night. And with over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google, Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress. Casper's able to keep prices affordable because they cut out the middleman and sell directly to you. There are hassle-free returns if you're not completely satisfied. They're delivered right to your door in a small, how do they do that, sized box, and you get free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada. Even better is that you can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free Sleep On It trial. So, get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/bigboo and using the promo code BIGBOO at checkout. That's $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/bigboo and using the promo code BIGBOO at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Now, Speaking of Real Housewives, and I know, listen, this is something that we have probably not talked about as much as we should have or could have over the years, but you and I are no strangers to the Housewives. We don't talk about it a ton. We don't necessarily try to lead other people into that.
No.
It has been a consistent
joy.
I don't know. Joy maybe might be the best word, sure, for us over the years. Have you by any chance watched the season premiere of The Real Housewives of New York from last night?
I have not. I have it recorded and it is waiting for me. And I know that at some point in the season, I think a boat capsizes and they all have to get therapy, which that alone is why I'm going to watch this season.
Okay, well,
tell me what's happening.
I'm not going to tell you what's happening because I'm not giving away one morsel of that sucker until you see it.
Okay, tell me, was it filmed before or after Countess Luann went to rehab? That's what I need to know.
It started filming before. Apparently, it was filming during.
Okay, while she was in rehab?
Or it was filming while she had the incident that led her into rehab. So, because we see that in the preview. Now, I am sensitive to other people's struggles. I'm just saying, if you're on a reality television show, you have, by virtue of the fact that you signed that contract, you have invited me into your struggles, is what you have done.
So
here's what I will tell you. One, that was the fastest hour of television I've ever seen. And we have talked before, and I didn't even know it was coming on. So I sat down last night. I can't remember where I'd been, or I was late getting home because I'd gotten my hair cut and then I'd taken dinner to a friend. And so by the time I got home and I got supper fixed, it was like 8:30 before I sat down. And I turned on the television. I was like, I wonder what's on the DVR. And, well, this is probably closer to 9 because it had actually finished recording. And I saw it and it was like, I mean,
like a gray,
like sunshine came out of my television. Mm-hmm. And so I, right then and there, I watched that program. And again, I'm not even recommending it. I can't even say in good conscience that I feel like, I'm just saying that because I know you also watch it.
Yes.
I feel that you are going to enjoy it.
Well, and I feel like that cast, the New York and Beverly Hills really are my favorite because they both share and that they are really just over the top and they really do have like money. You know what I mean? Like, so they really do these fabulous things and have these experiences that the average person just does not have.
And here's my thing about New York. I was telling somebody this last night. My thing about New York is each one of those women, if you were to write her as a fictional character, she would be a fascinating fictional character. Like a fascinating fictional character.
Yeah, it's true. Well, because I know when I read last year, I read Carol Radswell's book, What We've Left Behind, I think is what it's called. And I thought it was such a great memoir, but I thought this could be a novel and nobody would think twice about it because it reads like you're like, whose life is this? Like, this is unbelievable that somebody's actually lived this story, you know?
Well, I look forward to discussing the season premiere with you.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Well, and you know what else is starting up is Southern Charm, which is another one.
Yes, I saw that last night as I was watching Real Housewives that's coming up.
And yes, apparently in the very first episode, Catherine gets in a fight with Thomas Ravenel's new girlfriend. And you know, I mean, I'm like, well, tell us something that we don't know. I'm going to need some new information.
Now, did you watch Relationship when it was on?
Of course I did. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I did not watch it.
Oh. It was, I'm going to tell you, it was better than The Bachelor, I think. I mean, like, I could watch Shep. I don't know why. Something about Shep is he's very lovable to me in just that
he's so lovable.
God bless him.
But,
I mean, I would have wanted to date him in college so bad. I mean, like, for sure. I'd have been just what he needed. I would have been the one, he just needs a nice girl. And I'm going to tell you, he doesn't because that's not really what he wants. What he wants is what his mom and dad have, who appear to be very stable and happily married, but he just doesn't want to have to actually commit to that. You know what I mean? Like, it just, so I just don't think that he'll ever, I just don't know that I believe that Shep is ever going to find somebody. But at the end, he thought he did for about a month. And then that was the way, that's the way it went.
And then it was done.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but I don't know. He flew to meet her and you felt like, okay, but I mean, I don't know why you think you can't just find love after spending 2 weeks with somebody in a fictional scenario, but I don't know where it all went wrong. So anyway.
Well, we certainly understand that some people feel like that they don't have time or the inclination to watch reality television. All we're saying is, We're people who do. We do feel that we have.
Yeah, I do have the time. If I'm going to prioritize anything, listen, I'm not going to make a book deadline, but I am for sure going to be caught up on what's happening with Countess Luann. But I think it's, you know what it is? It's everybody needs it's like brain junk food. And sometimes I just need it. Like I just need something that's kind of mindless that I don't have to think about. It's the anti this is us, it's going to make me feel nothing.
Right. It's like you can drop in. It's comfort. You can drop in. It's an easy hour and then you get on with your life. Okay. Yeah. Speaking of book deadlines, you have one coming out.
Oh, I do.
You didn't know where I was going with that.
I didn't. I was like,
is there something you want me to read? What? Did you read something good? You wrote a book that's about to be released.
Mm-hmm. I did. Yeah, I did. Oh, I know. I did. And it's coming out April 10th. So it's a devotional. I just laughed because Perry and I were just having this whole conversation because I had a phone call with the people who the arm of the publishing branch that puts out devotional books. And that's called, in case anybody does, they call that a gift book. It's a gift book team, which is different than a trade book. And so I told Perry, I said, oh, I had a call with my gift book. And he said, oh, what's your gift book? And I said, well, that's my devotional. And he goes, oh, but then what's the book that's coming out Tuesday? And I said, that's the devotional. And he was like, but is that the gift book? And I was like, oh my. And then he's like, when's the teen book? And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so confused.
He's on first.
Yeah, it was. I was like, I know. I said, it's very confusing. But I said, it's just there's different teams that you've got to keep straight because different teams do different stuff. So anyway, yes, the devotional for women comes out this Tuesday or April 10th, depending on.
Everyday Holy.
Yes. The book that almost killed me dead is the unofficial subtitle.
Yes, we have talked about how writing a devotional book is a little bit different than writing a regular trade book.
Yes.
And it's rewarding, but it yes. is something else. It is yeah, something it's, else.
It's tough. It is tough. I mean, it's, I mean, I hope people really like this one and enjoy it because I'll never write another one. So just know that as you read these, if you're like, man, I really wish you'd come out with another one, it's never going to happen. So you just have to start over again at the end of 100 days.
So, okay. So I think we had our processes were a little bit different as we wrote devotional books because we were writing for different audiences.
Yeah.
So I started and I went through and I listed, like, I made a huge list of like things that I feel like give life and things that I feel like steal life. Mm-hmm. And I wrote from that perspective stories about those things and then incorporated scripture into those stories. Mm-hmm. But you did it a little bit differently. You started with scripture, right?
Yes, I started with scripture. And I, like, my process was pretty much that sometimes I'd be reading my Bible and I'd be like, well, that looks like a good scripture I could do a devotional about. Uh-huh. And then just kind of go from there. Or I would have a story that I would think of and I would be like, oh, I think that's, or something would happen. And I'd be like, oh, I think maybe there's a devotional in that. But it really was just, and I think that's why it ended up being called Everyday Holy, because it was just moments in as you go about your everyday where I was like, okay, I saw God in that, or there was a lesson in that, or whatever, the end.
Mm-hmm. I will say there's something about writing a devotional book that does make you, I feel like, by the way, we've done a hard right to move from Real Housewives of New York to your devotional book called Everyday Holy. But there is something about writing a devotional book that makes you very aware or makes you very mindful of how God's working things out in the day to day.
Yeah.
And sure. Because it's like you're always on the lookout for it and you expect it because you're going to write about it, of course, but it as far as a mindset goes, I felt like, oh, this would be a good mindset to be in all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're paying attention. But I think that's, to me, like anytime I'm in like a book writing mode, I can tell because I start paying more attention to all the daily stuff. You know what I mean? Because you're looking for like, well, what's happening today that could be a story, you know?
Yeah, you get preoccupied with. I've just started, I think we're kind of in a similar spot. I have just started mm-hmm. working on my next book, and I'm at the point where I have a little bit of an outline fleshed out, but I'm in that mode where I'm thinking about it all the time. Mm-hmm. Like it's always in the back of my mind. It's always like a, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It, which is not when I'm not working on a book, I'd like to think that I'm a grateful person. I like to think that that I'm mindful of God's presence, but never like I am when I'm writing something big like that.
Mm-mm. Well, and I think there's the other thing too of like, I'm not, somebody was like asking me the other day, they're like, are you ready to get started on the new book? And like, and I can tell that I am because I always say I can tell that I'm getting close to like really getting going on it when I quit sleeping at night and when I can't mm-hmm. quit thinking about it and when I'm making notes in my phone all the time. And I said, but I also dread it because I know now that it means it puts me in that space where I live inside my own head for a long time. And like,
yes, ma'am.
And that I hate that because I feel like it makes me not nearly as good of a person in other aspects of my life.
No, I told David the same thing last night. He said, I was telling him that I wanted to, this Saturday that I want to write, try to write a big chunk of this Saturday. And he was like, well, this is exciting. And I was like, yeah. I said, but you know, it's about to take me out of my life a little bit. Cause it does. Mm-hmm. It takes you out of your life a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I said, here's the thing. Here's what I like right now. Life.
Yeah.
Like I love real life so much right now. And so that's the part that I dread is there's such a, you have to make a conscious decision just not to participate in stuff that you would normally like to do. And, and it's worth it in the end, but it's when you get out of that mode. And I think we were both in that mode. So like really pretty much for a solid 3 years, because we just moved from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. Yep. And when you get out of it for a little bit, it's kind of like, Oh, well, this is living.
Yeah, this is so much better to not constantly have that hanging over my head, you know, or to be thinking about it. And, yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, and it's hard to move into that writing mode and then come out of it to interact like a normal human being with people. Like,
yes, it really inhibits your social skills.
It does.
It makes you, it does. It makes you socially awkward. I just, because you feel so, you feel tired, like you feel mentally tired, but you're like, but I know nobody understands because it's not like I've been, they don't get all the words and the stuff that's been going on in my head. It's just a, I don't know. It's just an interesting process. I mean, I wouldn't trade it, and I'm so glad I get to do it and all that, but it definitely, I dread it. And I laughed because I was telling Perry the other night, because I had kind of sent in like an outline of what I think I'm going to do and kind of what I think it's going to look like or whatever. And so I was kind of telling him about it, and he goes, well, that, I mean, that sounds like it's going to write itself. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Okay. Like who have you been with for the last 5 years?
I'm going to need to step into another room for a minute. If you'll just,
that feels like it's going to write itself. I'm like, yeah, it really is. Except for the part where I have to come up with some stories to tell stuff that has happened.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, just write itself. So anyway,
so Everyday Holy is the first book of yours though that I have not read. Like I didn't read it as you were writing it and you, just like you didn't read All in All when I was writing it, because why would we subject one another to that? That's a whole different process than I can't wait.
Well, and I couldn't read All in All, and I have read it now, but I couldn't do it while I was, because you finished it while I was writing my devotional. And I think those short stories have such a feel to it that I was afraid to read yours, because I was like, I don't think I'll be able to get your words out of my head. And then there's going to be a little thing called plagiarism where I've written your exact devotional.
Well, I know it's tricky. And this is the first time that we'll be working on books at the same time, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. I know God has always spared us from that before. Anyway, so I hope you'll enjoy this. I told them on the call today, because they were like, now you've got this coming out, and then you've got this coming out, and then you've got that. And I said, yeah, and then I've got this one last book to do. And I said, and then I'm leaving the country and you'll never hear from me again. Thank you. Goodbye. It's been lovely working with you. And they kind of all laughed. And I was like, they think I'm kidding, but that may be the case. So
you're going to need a little bit of a nap.
I'm going to need a little bit of a break. So anyway.
Tuesday, Everyday Holy, ladies and gentlemen.
Tuesday. So I hope that you will enjoy it. I really do like it. I do have to say, like, it's funny how that goes, because when I've looked back over it, I'm like, oh, okay. But at the time, you're like, am I just saying the same thing over and over and over again? Like, it's hard to have perspective. So anyway, but that's
the devotional book is I think unique in that, because you do wonder, am I coming back to, am I saying the same thing over and over and over? And so it's, and I will say, of, I mean, like, I've enjoyed all the books I've written in one way or another after I've written them, like, because it is neat when people read it and you talk about it and all that kind of stuff. But there's something about the devotional book where it feels, and I think you will feel this way, I mean, it just, you feel like, well, the Lord was just really sweet in that. Like, because it's something that people will use every day, it's just got a different feel than a regular book. And so, I don't know.
Yeah. So there's that.
I'm excited. Yeah.
And then, we've been dealing with, well, as you know, Caroline has had a little injury. So we've been dealing with that this week. Yes. So that's kind of put us on a different schedule. So, which is fine. She'll be fine. We caught it early. I'm really thankful for that. But it's just kind of been, we've been kind of getting through that, you know.
So is she still going to practice, even though she's going to be out for a little bit, or is she going to come home?
No, she is. So today she went. So today is the district track meet. So she can't run. So I'll tell y'all what she has. I'm not trying to be vague. It's called a stress reaction, which is like a precursor to a stress fracture. So we're really thankful it's not a stress fracture, because that would be out for like 6 to 12 weeks. And she'll only be out hopefully 3 to 4 weeks. But anyway, it's in her tibia. And so she knew she was having pain. And so we had to go do the MRI and the whole deal. And so, and I think it's a combination of doing track and soccer. Like, I think just going back and forth. Plus she's growing like a weed. Cause we figured out at Easter, we think she's taller than me now. And so anyway, I think it's just all those factors combined. So they had district track meet today and she wanted to go ahead and go because I laugh because I'm like, the track is like her version of a school dance. Like, she gets to hang out with everybody. All her friends are there, the whole deal. So, but it's in Kerrville, which is like an hour and a half away. So I told her, because normally she can leave with us like halfway through the meet after her events are over. And I was like, now, you know, we aren't going. I said, so that means you're riding the yellow dog out there and you're riding the yellow dog home. But she said she was up for it. So she's there till like 10 o'clock tonight. And then she will still go to soccer practice because she wants to keep up with what her team is doing.
Okay. I think that's great. Yes. That's a great teammate.
Yes. So she likes to, well, and her coach is really so hands-on where they're not just scrimmaging. Like, he's teaching them like skills and plays and all that kind of stuff. And she may end up just the way it falls because they only have 5 games in the spring for club. And so she may end up missing the entire spring season, but they'll have tournaments and stuff this summer. So it'll get her ready for that. So, but okay. We're just hoping, you know, but I think it's hard for her because she's not a sit still kind of kid, and she's having to sit still right now.
Is she in a boot, or does she just have to watch it?
No, they didn't put her in a boot. And so she just has to watch it. And so, and really they said that she can start doing, which is good. She can start doing the elliptical and she can start cycling. So I think she and I are going to go cycle together on Sunday
to keep her cardio bonding.
To keep her cardio up. So, so that is that. And then she can do all her upper body stuff. So she'll be fine. It's just kind of, we're just having to adjust.
Okay. Well, we're still in lacrosse, but I think they only have a few games left, but it's been super fun. And yes, they've won 3 in a row, which is very exciting.
That is exciting.
So, I know. So anyway, this is that time of year where everything, it's like somebody mashes the gas pedal and you just sort of fly into summer. And so before you know it, we'll be wrapping her up.
I know. It's just crazy. I know. Do y'all have any plans? What are y'all doing this summer?
Alex is going, well, so he'll be doing high school football. Okay. And they have to work out every day that they're in town.
That's right. Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's right. It's a new day.
So, and so he'll be doing workouts in the morning, and then he is going to go, he's going to do a couple of summer school classes just to get things out of the way. I've told you this, but I have been around him enough and school enough to know that he's going to need a study hall. If he's going to continue to do football in the fall and lacrosse in the spring, he's going to need a study hall at school to get some stuff done so that we can preserve our relational harmony when we get home in the evenings. Yeah. And so because of that, he's going to do a couple of electives this summer and get them out of the way so that he can have a study hall all the way through his freshman year.
Yep.
And hopefully that will result in a reduced amount of spirited fellowship regarding homework and studying in the afternoons.
Yes.
So, so that's what, I mean, so that's what we're doing this summer is I'll be driving him to workouts in the morning and then picking him up from summer school in the afternoon.
Okay. That's
I'll be writing a book.
I know. Well, and that's, we did that for Caroline this year. She had a study hall all year long and it saved us. Like, it was the best thing that we've ever done. So, and I can't remember, an older mom or a mom with older kids told me that. And I was like, this was the smartest thing ever. Because it really saved us on our homework load. But same, I think Caroline may end up taking something in summer school this year just to get, I think, either speech or health, just to get it out of the way. And then since she did the study hall, and then that's our, so we'll start our summer with 2 weeks of summer school. And then she's got to do driver's ed this summer because she'll be 15. So we've got to do our driver's ed. So we'll have to do that this summer. And then we've got some other, we got a lot of soccer stuff planned as of right now.
Yeah, Alex's permit came in the mail today, which was kind of a big deal. He had his temporary one that I took him to get a couple of weeks ago, and then the real one came in the mail today. So I have a feeling he's already moved that into his wallet.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So any health, beauty news at all?
I don't have anything. Before we go? I've been happy to say I've been putting a scoop of collagen in various beverages for, I don't know, what is it, 7 days now, 8 days? I cannot tell any difference except for that I feel superior to people because I am smart enough to take collagen.
That's right.
So I don't know that it's doing any good yet, but it makes me feel like I'm doing something. So I've got that going for me. And I've started making smoothies again in the afternoon. Do you remember like a couple of years ago, I went through a big smoothie kick and then I flat burned myself out on them?
I do. I do. Just like I remember that New Year's when you were eating a lot of kale. I do.
Remember veggie tacos? Remember I went through a thing where I was all about veggie tacos and then I was like, I never want to see another veggie taco.
I remember all these things. I do.
So apparently I've been off of smoothies long enough that now I can go back to smoothies. So I've been putting all my stuff. So I've been putting flaxseed in them and chia seeds and my collagen powder and my spinach and my berries and drinking that every day. So, I mean, hopefully that's going to do something.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't know. So one of the girls one of the girls who graduated from the school where I work, who I continue to stay in touch with, is now a student at the University of Alabama. Okay. And we always, when she was in high school, we were forever talking about our favorite granolas and how much we like Brussels sprouts. And like, we walk around with the same flavor profile in terms of the kinds of food that we like, except that she does not have the same affinity for fried chicken and things like that I do.
That's a shame.
But the healthy stuff that we like is similar. Okay. And so she has started an Instagram account, and I'll link to it, but it's called The Health Genie. Her name's Genie.
Okay.
And it's called The Health Genie. And every day she posts kind of her favorite healthy, or whatever she's made for lunch that's healthy, or her favorite healthy snack or whatever. And I have gotten the biggest kick out of it because, one, I know that that's something that she's really super passionate about. It's something that she loves a lot. Like she loves nutrition. She loves, you know, to be healthy and all that kind of stuff. But it's given me so many good ideas. But one of the things over and over, she uses flaxseed, chia seed, hemp hearts, all that kind of stuff. She puts it on top of her food because it's so good for you.
Well, I am on that bandwagon. So I've got my chia seeds, my flax seeds. So I'm trying to be heart healthy. Now, in full disclosure, I just told Perry that where I really want to go eat tonight is Sabor Casino, which is a kind of a newish Mexican place that's opened up by us because they have the best cheese enchiladas you will ever have in your whole life. And I was like, I'm craving those cheese enchiladas. Like I can taste them. I woke up this morning thinking about it. So I was like, so who's like, do you want to go out to eat tonight? And I was like, if we go anywhere, we have to go to Sabor Casino because I need those cheese enchiladas.
Protein.
But I had my flaxseed and my chia seed for lunch. So surely that counts.
Listen, it's all about.
It's exactly right. It's about balance. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All about
just
balance.
If you're in the San Antonio area, just know I highly recommend Sabor Casino. It's in the yard off of McCullough Drive. It's delicious, and it is not the place where we found the shrimp and our chili killies.
Listen, that story has continued to bring me great joy. Is that a shrimp?
God. I had a friend text me the other night. She said, I'm listening to your podcast. She said, and I'm laying in bed and I cannot breathe because I'm laughing about the shrimp. And she said, now I need to know what restaurant it was.
Did you tell her?
I did tell her but I'm not going to out them because they're generally very good. I'm sure the shrimp was just an oversight on their part.
It was a stray. It was a stray shrimp. It got away from them.
It just got away. Sometimes it's a metaphor for life. Some days you just find a shrimp in your chili killies. But I have not been back to that particular establishment. So I'm sure someday I will go there again, but not today.
Mm-hmm. So, All right. Well,
we wrap it up.
This is constitute a podcast episode. This is how this works.
I think some days you say good enough. We got to have somewhere.
I'm fine. Listen,
we got to have somewhere we're going. We got to go up for 102, but 101. I think we got it done.
Okay, I'm all about it. And hey, if the sound has sounded weird, it sounded weird on my end. I don't know if it'll sound weird to anybody else, but if it sounds weird, just know we're aware of it. We're just going to run with it. So
we're aware. We just don't know how to fix it and can't do anything about it.
I was just going to say, Every Day Holy will be out this Tuesday. So everybody be sure to go to your preferred bookseller and Treat yourself.
$12.32. That's a pretty good deal for a hardback book.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful deal for a hardback book. It is money well spent.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. And I think I really appreciate it.
I know you do.
I'm just so I don't know what it is. I'm so I am excited about it. I'm so tired. Maybe it's all the
It's all the smoothies.
The chia seeds have not given me the energy, nor has the collagen that I'm hoping for. So if things don't get better, I'm just going to have to go back to straight Diet Coke and call it a day.
Well, you do what you have to.
No, I do appreciate it. I was just going to say, next time, I think we need to go, we need to figure out, we'll do our pop culture theme. We need a theme for our next podcast, don't you think?
That's a great idea. I forgot about it, but I'm so glad you mentioned it. And that is exactly what we will do. All pop culture, all the time.
The things that have influenced us most, because it is not, in fact, The Real Housewives as much as it is maybe some sitcoms of the 70s and 80s.
Happy episode 101. Right. Well, thanks everybody for listening, and we will talk to y'all later.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.